For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cops update. There's been plenty going on this week with crooked cops all over the country. You can check it all out at our website, stopthedrugwar.org. The one story I do want to tell you about is coming out of Los Angeles, where the city's Rampart police corruption scandal is coming to a close. That's a scandal in which Rampart Division officers rampaged through the community, robbing drug dealers, framing innocent people, and even shooting and paralyzing one man, then sending him to prison on perjured testimony. But city officials announced last week that the city has settled nearly all lawsuits related to the scandal. We saw more than 100 criminal convictions overturned, more than a dozen officers forced out of the department, 8 officers convicted of corruption-related offenses, so 3 of those convictions have since been overturned. According to city officials, the city will settle some 200 remaining lawsuits with victims of the narcs gone berserk for around $70 million. That's the good news. The bad news is that what the settlements mean is that the cases in which people allege police beat, shot, or frame them will never hear the light of day. And that's it for this week's version of Corrupt Cops. This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle. Check us out at stopthedrugwar.org.
Speaking of law enforcement officers, our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be retired police captain Peter Crist, one of the directors of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Well, the idea for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition was something that rolled around in my head right soon after I retired. The concept for the organization comes from the old Vietnam Veterans Against the War. And this was a group of people that were service people who had served in the military and now were speaking out against our policy in Vietnam. At least that was a group that nobody could accuse of being cowardly or unpatriotic or whatever, because they had gone and fought when they were asked to, and now they came back to tell us we were involved in the wrong war at the wrong time. And from that, I thought that a group from law enforcement speaking out about drug policy and the flaws in our drug policy in this country would have a similar effect. When you have an organization like LEAP, which is our membership is all people that have been in law enforcement at some time in their life, some even currently, you cannot accuse us of being a bunch of long-haired hippies who think that drugs are cool. That isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about the policy of prohibition, which has been a dismal failure in this country, not just between 1920 and 1933 when we tried to use that to deal with a very serious drug problem called alcohol, but even today when we try to use that policy to deal with our drug problem in America.
Law Enforcement Against Prohibition on the web at www.leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.